Good Monday morning. It's Pastor Tony, Monday morning podcast teaching. We've been talking about stories of miracles, teaching on giving in the Word of God. Let me ask you, have you ever witnessed a time when God has done a miracle for you financially? Have you ever witnessed a moment in your Christian experience where you did what the Bible said to do and you saw miraculous provision in your life? I hope the answer is yes. I hope that you have stories of miracles. I hope that you have stories of God miraculously opening doors and making ways in your life. Now, if you don't, if you say, no, I really don't have anything like that, then I would encourage you to begin to operate in the biblical principles and add faith to it. And I promise you, based upon the Word of God, you are going to see miracles as well. This is an opportunity for me to teach, not preach. And we've been talking and discussing. And, you know, in this series, I've been a little bit transparent. I've risked opening myself up and sharing some personal stories about God giving financial miracles in my life. Now, you know, I don't want anyone to think, well, that's great for you. What about me? Well, you know what? The thing of it is, God is no respecter of persons. Now, what that means is God doesn't bless one person and refuse to bless the other. God doesn't have favorites in the family, all right? So maybe you grew up in a house where your parents had favorites and you have a little bit of a burned feeling about always being on the short end of the stick. But I tell you right now, with God, He does not play favorites. God does not have favorites. So this isn't about me bragging about what God has done for me. No, if you've gotten that from this, you have missed the target. This is about me sharing what God has done for me and my family to encourage you to operate by the same principles so that you will see God move. Now, you might be thinking in all of this series, by the way, this is part 4. Good morning. Happy Monday. Hope you're doing good. I always say on Monday morning, right? Philippians 4:4, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. So, you know, rejoice today, whether it's a good day or a bad day, whether you are feeling great or feeling kind of low, whatever it is going on in your life, choose to rejoice. Thank you for taking time to log on. Thank you for joining me. If you like these podcasts, I really encourage you to share it with someone. I really would like to get the word out more. You can always tell people to go to the church website, therefugenm.com, and click on Pastor's Podcast. They're always available on the church Facebook page, church Facebook private group. Also available on the church, the Refuge Church on the Podbean page. So there's 4 different places you can find these and about 3 different places you can share it with somebody else. I appreciate that. Some of you tell me all the time how much you enjoy these, and I really appreciate that. Good morning to you. Thank you for logging on today. This is the 4th portion and the final talk we're going to do about stories of miracles, 4th and final. And I've shared so many stories. I've opened myself up, and I've been honest and transparent and shared some really personal stories that typically I do not share, especially from a pulpit. So you've gotten to hear me share some things that typically I would not. And hopefully it has encouraged your faith. If you have not listened to those, go back and listen to part 1 through 3. You can hear those stories of miracles. Now, really what I want to talk about today is to challenge this on you. Because I don't want this just to be a conversation about you hearing what God has done for me and you say, that's great for you. What about me? Have you thought that during this series? That's great for you, Pastor Tony, but what about me? Well, if you're thinking that, my answer to that is it can happen for you because God is no respecter of persons. This isn't a thing where I have witnessed some selected miracles because I'm so special and so beloved by God. No. I have practiced the principles. I have practiced the principles. And if I could get someone who's with us today to get a hold of anything at all, it would be if you practice the principle, you will see the promise. It's really simplistic. It's really simplistic. Now, I know that people have misused teachings on giving and have turned it into a genie in a bottle idea, a get-rich-quick scheme. I think there's a problem in our theology when we approach God to get stuff. That's right, I said that. I think that's a problem. We shouldn't approach God just to get stuff. We should approach God because God is God, the creator of the universe, and we're accountable unto God. We should approach God because we want to have relationship with God. We should approach God because we want to worship Him and learn more about God and grow in our knowledge of God. But in the midst of that, God will bless His people because He's our Father if we're born again, and He loves us, and He cares about what we care about, and He cares about the needs that we have. Hallelujah. Someone somewhere say, praise God. He cares about what you care about. So, you know, God cares about your needs, and God wants you to present your needs to Him. That's all scriptural. Absolutely. But God is on a divine genie. And if we come to God with this exchange program thinking that God's going to make me rich, then, you know, then we really have a misunderstanding of God and, frankly, a misunderstanding of faith. I'm going to be talking about faith some again today. I've talked about it before in previous podcasts, but faith is so important to this discussion. So this isn't about me trying to get rich and trying to get you to give so the church can be blessed and all of that. No, this is about you wanting to come into alignment with God, practice the biblical principle of God, and see the promise of God fulfilled in your life. So, you know, it isn't about, again, it isn't about people taking the gospel to an extreme end. This whole name it and claim it, grab it and nab it and declare it and wear it type theology. No, that's out of balance. And it really isn't taught in Scripture in a biblically balanced way. We need to practice the principles and by faith believe for the promises. Yes, absolutely. So, you know, for those who, again, might feel like that they don't like the idea of any of this because they've saw or they've witnessed preachers misuse and take things out of context and promise people things that God never promised them, and then they feel disillusioned when they're not living in a mansion, you know, yes, absolutely. God never promised you a mansion on earth. I don't care what preacher said. Well, God never promised you that. But He did promise you, if you would come into covenant with Him, that He would take care of you. He did promise that He would open up windows of heaven, pour out blessing on you, rebuke the devourer on your behalf, and bless you and take care of you and make sure your needs are met. And even He'll even meet your wants, as long as our wants are in line with His will. Yes, that's what the Bible says. So let's talk about this. I've shared many, many stories of miracles. What are your stories? What are your stories? What's going through your head right now? Because I know you have stories as well. I've shared many of my stories. I've shared God doing many, 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 many miraculous things in our life financially. This is the one area where I've seen God do more miracles than any other. I mean, sometimes they're small, sometimes they're big, but He always takes care of me. When I do the right thing, God always comes through. So I've been sharing that. I've shared many scriptures. I've shared teaching about tithe. If you didn't catch that, go back and listen. We don't have time today, but I've talked about tithing, what tithing is, gave you the scriptures for it, gave you the promises for it. We talked about almsgiving, which is giving to the poor, and we talked about offering giving. You know, we talked about that, Luke 6:38. Give, and it will be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be poured into your lap. For the measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. That's the offering. So we talked about that. When you sow, God will cause people to bless you back. That's a biblical promise. It's a biblical principle. It isn't giving to get. It is a biblical principle. Now, there's one element, though, we need to add to this, because if we don't add this element, you're going to see it not work in your life, and then you're going to get frustrated, and then you're going to get discouraged, and then you're going to think that didn't work for me, and then you're going to think Pastor Tony is just some kind of special beloved person that gets miracles and I don't, and on and on and on down we go, and it all comes back to one missing element. Do you know what that missing element is? Come on. Does anyone know what that missing element is? Are you screaming it out right now? There's a missing element we have not talked about that we have to plug into this giving equation. We know the Bible says to give, tithes, offerings, and alms. And there's three different promises attached to each one of those type of giving. I don't know about you, but I want all three type of operating in my life. And sometimes God will just simply bless you for doing the right thing. Here recently, I had the opportunity to skim by and not pay for something because it was $45. And I'm not talking about taking something off the shelf, but I had the opportunity while I was on vacation to sit in one of the beach chairs and umbrellas that the lifeguards on the beach, you know, rent out. And it was a really slow day, and the lifeguards weren't paying attention and weren't really checking anything and weren't doing their job. And we just sat down into, and everyone else seemed to be doing the same thing. And I said, you know, I have $45, and if I see one of the lifeguards, I'll go pay. But I said, really, we don't need to. I mean, we could get by with this. No one's checking it. We could just sit here for free. And frankly, I felt like I was wasting $45. But when I saw the girl, I went and got her attention, and I told her what I wanted to do. And so I went ahead and paid her the $45. And the rest of the trip, I really felt like I just wasted $45 because I didn't really need to give it to her because she wasn't doing her job anyway. And I probably could have got by with it and blah, 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 blah. But it was the right thing to do. You see, there's a thing called principles. Well, guess what God did? Someone say, guess what God did? Within just 4 or 5, 6 days later, someone walked up to me and handed me a check for $50. Well, when you hand me a check for $50, $5 goes to God because I'm a tither. Guess what that left me? $45. Look what God did. He paid me back for doing the right thing. Someone say, praise God. You see, that's not odd. That's a principle. And so we have to operate in the principle, and if we operate in the principle, we will walk in the blessing. So, but there's one missing out. So we have the three different types of giving, and we have the scriptures that go along with each one of those, and we have the blessings are tied to tithing. We had the blessings are tied to the offering, and we had the blessing tied to almsgiving. If you missed that, go back and listen to part 1 through 3. I've already taught about that, but there's a missing element. Surely you know what it is, and it is faith. So if we're going to sow, we have to sow in faith. Now, I've taught a lot about faith, and if you've been faithful and you've listened to every one of my podcasts, you know that faith is a Greek word, pistis. And what does that mean for those who pay attention? It means trust, confidence in. So I teach that faith is trust in God. So when I operate in faith, what I'm doing is I'm stepping out in trust. And I've said this before, but I'll say it again for those in the back row, that a lot of people tell me all the time they cannot afford to tithe, and my response is that you don't trust God. Well, that causes people's hair to stand up on the back of their head. What do you mean I don't trust God? Bless God. If you trusted God, you wouldn't just say what you said. Because if you trusted God, you'd do what God said, knowing God would come through. Faith. See, I just have this real simplistic belief that God's going to take care of me. That's why I live by faith. I don't have a job where my pay is guaranteed. I mean, most of you work for a company. If the company don't pay you, you can sue them. I'm a minister of the gospel. I'm a pastor. I receive compensation from the altar. So if there's no giving at the altar, guess what? I don't get a paycheck. So I live by faith. Don't tell me I don't live by faith. I live by faith. I mean, my pay comes by faith. Everything I do is by faith. I'm living away from home by faith. I'm pastoring by faith. My child gets fed literally by faith. My car payment gets paid by faith. I have gas to drive by faith. I pay for insurance and credit cards by faith. Because if God don't come through, you see what I'm saying? So faith is trust. I mean, really, it's really just that simple. It is trust in God. So this principle of tithing, this principle of offering, this principle of giving all comes back to trust. Let me ask you, do you trust God enough to release 10%? Do you trust God enough to release an offering? Is your answer yes? Because if your answer is yes, you're going to see the principle. So I can't just, and I teach people this, and so this is a teaching, this is not a preaching, so let me be really practical here. When you write your 10% tithe check, or you go online and you submit your 10% in giving, you need not just do it like a function. Don't do that the way you pay your power bill. Just function. Don't do that the way you pay your Suddenlink bill or the way you go buy groceries, just going through the motion, going through a function. No! Before you hit submit online or before you take that check or hand that cash in, sow it in faith. Make it a worshipful moment. Hold it before the Lord and say, God, I'm giving this to you by faith. Your word says to do this. I'm being obedient, Lord. You see the sacrifice it is making in my life. You see the cost of this. I now give this to you in worship, in faith believing that you will do what you said you would do, that the promises will operate, that the principles will operate in Jesus' name. And then you sow it in the service or online and you say, thank you, Lord, I'm in covenant and I know the principle is now in operation. Now, do you do all of that? Oh, now, Pastor, that sounds like a big rigmarole. It is, you have to operate your faith. I've taught that faith is a muscle. You must flex it and build it like you would in a gym. Some people have weak, flabby faith. Some people have lazy faith. Do you have strong faith? If you have strong faith, you're going to work it. Work it out. So when you sow your tithe or sow, and when you sow your offering, say, Father, I've already given my tithe, but now I'm sowing an offering. And I believe as I sow this, Luke 6:38 is coming to my life. You say, I don't remember that. Then write it down and read it to God if you have to. Say, God, as I sow this offering, I'm claiming Luke 6:38 in my life. I bless you with this. I trust you with this. I have faith for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. I mean, Pastor, are you saying to literally pray something like that before I do it? Yes. Yes. Make it a faith thing. Make it a worship thing. I mean, I really encourage us all, don't just do it as formality. Don't just do it like a function. Make it worship. Make it worship. Claim it. Believe it. Well, nothing came into my life this week. Well, next week, do it again and claim it again. Next week, do it again and claim it again. Pray it again. It might take some time. Here's another principle I want you to understand. It takes consistency. You can't sow a tithe on Monday and expect the blessing on Tuesday and get mad on Wednesday and swear on Thursday you're never going to do it again. It doesn't work that way. That's immaturity. That's not consistency. So not only do we have to exercise faith and do it in like worship, but we have to have consistency. Keep doing it over and over, week after week, month after month, year after year. Give it time to operate. Sometimes the blessings come in seasons. Sometimes I go through blessing seasons where right after another I'm seeing blessings come in. Money, what do you mean by blessings, Pastor? Extra money that wasn't planned. Money that is in addition to my paycheck that I didn't have budgeted in. It just came in somehow. Or provision that came in somehow. Or food that was delivered. Or help that came. Whatever it might be. Tangible manifestations of blessings. I'm giving you practical ways of how this happens. Sometimes I go through weeks or a month or so where it just pours in. And then I have to go through a season where it's not there. What is the principle? The principle is seasons, and I have to be a good steward when it comes in. I can't blow it when it comes. I mean, if God gives you a $50 blessing and you give $5 to God in tithe, you have $45 left. Don't take that $45 and go out and buy $45 worth of candy. Save it. Put it away for a rainy day. Build it up. Or buy something you need with it, medicine or gas or food. Don't just blow it. Now, if you have tons of extra and you're over and abundant, sure, do what you want to. But we have to be a good steward. You see, God won't continue to bless us if we're not a steward of what he's blessed us with. Now, this is just some good stuff if I have to amen myself. This is some good practical teaching to back up what I've been talking about, stories of miracles. This is good practical teaching to back up the stories of miracles. So we need to understand that we have to be, I'm giving you principles, practical principles, real life principles. We have to be a good steward of what God gives us. That means I got to manage it well. You say, well, I don't. That's my problem, Pastor. I don't manage it well. Then get some accountability. Let your spouse be the one that manages it. If you're single, get an accountability partner. Do something. Get creative. Sometimes we have to really discipline ourselves. I heard a preacher say one time, sometimes you don't need deliverance. Sometimes you need discipline. Amen. You can't blame the devil for lack. If you lack discipline and you blow what God gives you, woo, preach it, Pastor. So, you know, these are just the practical principles that have to back up the giving, and it really all comes back to faith. Faith is trust in God. Faith is trust in God. So I have to trust that God's going to do what God said he's going to do. Now, if you say, Pastor, now here we go. I just can't release it. I just can't do it. I just have a hard time. I just can't. Then what you have is a faith problem. And what you need to do is build up your faith, because faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17. So go build up your faith. Go read the Bible. The more you read the Bible, the more your faith will get built up. Do you think God's a liar? Most likely you're saying no. Do you believe the Bible is true? Most likely you're saying yes. And as you read what God said, see, the Bible will build up your faith. And as your faith gets stronger, the more you'll trust God. If you can't trust God with $10 out of $100, you need to go back and read the Bible daily and build up your faith. Because at the end of the day, if God gives me $500, $50 goes to him. I have $450 left. And I promise you, what God's going to do with that $450 would be a lot bigger than what I could do with that $500. And I promise you, somehow, some way, something will happen, and that money will come back into your life, normally more. That's the principle. But the tithing is your base principle, because then there's the giving. I tithe off everything I receive, but I also give. I have two regular monthly offerings I sow to the Refuge Church, and I have an offering I sow to Israel once a month, and I have an offering I sow to another ministry once a month that Monica and I believe in, an international ministry. So we're giving like four different offerings monthly, and I have an automatic giving come out of my bank account, so it happens on time every month, in addition to my tithe. And I'm telling you, right, I'm being honest, I'm being open, I'm being transparent. And I'm telling you right now, as I do that, God blesses me. I do not go without, and extra comes in. I've shared many of the stories of miracles, and I know you have them as well. And if you're thinking to yourself, I don't have any stories of miracles, Pastor, then I challenge you, as we wrap this series up, I challenge you to start the principles. And if you start the principles and do it by faith as an act of worship, you're going to see the promises. God is not a liar. God will do what he said he would do. You say, I don't think God is a liar, preacher. Then why won't you do what God said? Now, I'm being a little bit tough here, but I'm trying to encourage you and trying to provoke you. I'm trying to provoke you to do what the Bible says. Are you willing? Someone say yes. Are you willing to do what the Bible says? Are you willing to do what the Bible says? Are you willing to sow unto God and believe God and trust God? Because I'm not going to tell you God's going to make you rich. That's bad teaching, bad theology. Oh, you can find preachers that will do it. That's bad teaching, bad theology. I'm not going to promise you that. I'm not going to promise you God's going to give you a limousine. I'm not going to promise you God's going to give you a $500,000 house before you're dead. I'm not going to promise you that. He might. But I can promise you that he will back his word up. He will meet your needs. He will pour blessing into your life. And if you keep giving and keep tithing consistently, regularly, by faith as worship, and be good stewards of what he gives you over time, he'll keep blessing you more and more and more. So, you know, this prosperity gospel of being a millionaire if you give isn't true. It's a perversion of Scripture, but it is a promise of Scripture that God will do what he said he would do. He will take care of you, open up windows of heaven, pour out blessing into your life, meet your needs, and bless you, and accordingly, the way you bless him, causing people to give back unto you, Luke 6:38, you can claim the promises if you practice the principles on a regular, consistent basis, stretch your faith, do it by faith, do it as worship. Maybe you're an older Christian, you've been saved a while, maybe you've been giving your giving just routinely. Let me just stop you right now. Just stop it right now and start doing as an act of worship. Lift it up in prayer. Hold it in your hands. That's what I do. And I have many miracles to testify about, pointing to the goodness of God. And I'm not dead yet, and the rapture has not happened yet, so I know by faith, if I keep practicing the principles, I'm going to have more testimonies in the future to point you towards God again. So, take this. Do something with it. Run with it. Challenge. Take the challenge. So, do it by faith. If your faith is weak, read the Word. Build your faith up. Trust God. Get your miracles. Testify of your miracles. Build somebody else's faith up. Make it a chain reaction. Give it a domino effect. When God does something good for you, tell it about it. So somebody else will hear what God has done and want to do the same thing you're doing, to see God do in their life what God's doing in your life. Be blessed. Practice the principles. See God move. God bless. Have a great Monday.